not under the law. Are you still trying to live under the law? We are not under the law, but under grace. Take the gift freely offered to sinners by a loving God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Romans 6:14. Blessed by grace. God has blessed us with grace. He sent his Son to die for our sins. We perhaps tried to keep the law of God, but failed miserably. We might not have failed in all points, but failing in even one means we are not perfect before God. We are imperfect due to sin. In other words, we are failures at being holy before a holy and altogether righteous God. He had to help us. That help was in Christ, coming and stepping into our place. Our sins made us unworthy of heaven and worthy of death. Jesus Christ was and is God's gift of grace personified. Our death penalty. Christ's death for us means that our death penalty is paid in full and gone. Therefore, we are totally and completely free. We have been redeemed upon believing and professing Christ as our Savior. God sends his love in the person of the Holy Spirit to indwell and guide us. Thus, grace comes to us again for our daily help. It was this grace that came from God and now lifts us up from under the law and puts us into the arms of our Father God. Sin can be gone. The mountain of sin that towered over us, made us feel guilty and worthy of death, no longer has rule or mastery over us. It no longer has dominion, which controls us and for which we deserve death. We have freedom in Christ. The ransom has been paid and we are free. In love and joy, we now follow and obey our Lord, grateful eternally for his grace. Grace from God, delivered through Jesus Christ, has made us free. Grace has given us life over sin. We are now under the freedom of God's amazing, full, and glorious grace.